This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Friday, February 3rd, 2012. I'm Caleb Brown. The Congressional Budget Office regularly gives budget projections, and they see trillion-dollar deficits for a long time to come. The problem with that estimate, according to Chris Edwards, Director of Tax Policy Studies at the Cato Institute, is that's the best-case scenario.
Well, the CBO's annual budget projections show federal spending and revenue out 10 years. The bad news is that the federal deficit again tops $1 trillion this year. The CBO says that the deficit will be $1.1 trillion this year. And if someone just looks at the headline numbers in CBO, it shows that the federal deficit falls pretty dramatically to just $200 billion a few years from now. The bad news is that everyone knows that that probably isn't true. And the CBO knows that their baseline projection has a lot of unrealistic assumptions built into it. So the CBO provides us an alternative fiscal scenario. And under that more realistic alternative scenario, the federal deficit continues on at over $1 trillion a year for the next decade. So under a more realistic view of the federal budget with no reforms, we will have another $10 trillion added to the deficit, to the federal debt over the next decade.
So under the baseline, the sort of dueling baselines here, you have two ideas of what's going to happen. What encompasses the alternative baseline?
Well, under the CBO baseline that they are required to show by law, all the current tax cuts expire. Various items on the spending side look better than they really are. For example, Congress has programmed in something called the Doc Fix, which requires that Medicare reimbursements to physicians are automatically cut in the future. Well, realistically, that isn't going to happen. Congress won't let that happen. And so the CBO, in their alternative scenario, fixes both the spending and revenues to what more realistically Congress is likely to do.
So it takes into account then the congressional parochial interests of people who vote members into and out of Congress.
That's right. I mean, the CBO and frankly most members of Congress recognize that the rules for establishing CBO baseline, which are a few decades old now, are not really realistic. And so the CBO more and more is providing this alternative set of numbers to show people what is likely really to happen.
So what does CBO assume about the amount the federal government will be taking out of the economy in future years?
So under the more realistic alternative scenario, the CBO shows that federal spending, which has soared to about 23% of GDP today, will be about 23% of GDP 10 years from now. On the revenue side, revenues will rise from the relatively low level of about 16% of GDP now, back up to the normal level of over 18% of GDP. So the problem is on the spending side of the budget. The last time the federal budget was balanced a decade ago under President Clinton, federal spending was just 18% of GDP. Now it's up to 23% under Obama and is expected to continue to be about 23% of the GDP, which is an enormous amount of resources to suck out of the private economy, especially during peacetime.
What are the big drivers for spending in the federal budget as the CBO sees it?
Well, the giant problem in federal spending going ahead is the so-called entitlement programs, Social Security, and then the two big health care programs, Medicare and Medicaid. And just looking at the raw spending numbers on health care, it's really staggering. This year, the federal government will spend $560 billion on Medicare. By 2022, a decade from now, that will jump to over $1 trillion a year for Medicare. For Medicaid, which is the health care program for low-income Americans, spending this year, $262 billion. 10 years from now, that will be over $600 billion. So Medicaid will jump from $262 to $600 billion. One of the big drivers there is Obamacare. Obama's new health care plan, unless it's repealed, is going to make the cost of Medicaid just go through the roof in coming years.
CBO lays out its baseline, its alternative fiscal scenario, and you said that they build in unrealistic assumptions. What are some of the other assumptions that they build into their their models.
The interesting thing about CBO projections is they show their best guess for the budget and the economy over the next decade. So the CBO shows the U.S. economy continues to recover in coming years and will return to a normal growth path for the rest of the decade. There is a big risk factor here, though. If the U.S. economy enters another recession, which it is likely to do, that is likely to completely explode the federal government deficit again. Spending on unemployment insurance and food stamps and all those welfare state programs will grow even faster, and revenues will again drop. So, you know, the CBO projections in a lot of ways are sort of the best possible outlook unless we make reforms. The CBO shows deficits of $1 trillion a year. It could be much worse if the economy enters a recession, if inflation is faster than the CBO thinks. So, members of Congress should be looking at the CBO numbers and thinking that this is the best case scenario. They better really get down to some serious spending reforms.
Chris Edwards is Director of Tax Policy Studies at the Cato Institute. You can read more of his work at cato.org.